Om Shanti. Today is the 7th of January, and the special effort to become equal to Brahma Baba, Father Brahma, today is, if you have love for Father Brahma, then become an angel, the same as the Father. Let your angelic form of light always be visible in front of you, that you have to become like that. Let your future form also be visible. So now renounce this one and adopt that one. When you have such an experience, then understand that you are close to perfection. So in these four lines, there are lots of things, many, many things which we have to try and take out, extract. So when we use the word churning, it's actually what is there already to take out from that. You cannot make anything new. It's just whatever is there, how well I can extract it. So let's understand this step by step. First, the sentence is, if you have love for Father Brahma, then become an angel same as the Father. Can we do anything if you don't have love? Can we do anything if you don't have love? For anything. If you don't love the food, you're not going to eat it, right? If you don't like a place, you're not going to go there. So love, more than liking, is there. So, do we love Father Brahma, first of all? He's there. Yes, very great man, but I don't know. He's very great, but I have nothing to do with him. We haven't seen him, but we have heard about him. We have read about him. And we also know that he is still there in an avyakt form. Baba has been using this word avyakt since the last few days. When we think and feel we are soul, only then we can understand this thing of avyakt. Otherwise not. It's just a word. So first of all, I have to see, do I have love for Father Brahma? Maybe we can make a list at home. Why I have love for Father Brahma? Shiv Baba, God. Fine. Everybody has love for God. But why for Father Brahma I have love? This is something we can think about, maybe, and make at home the list. Then yesterday Baba was explaining also another meaning of love. He was talking about God's love. You remember Abhyak Murli yesterday? Baba was saying, what is the meaning of love? When you have love for someone, you want to do everything that they like to do. You don't think, shall I do, shall I not do? It's so automatic it happens. That you want to do all those things that they do. And you want to become like that. You know, when we were young, we had a role model, father, mother, uncle. We wanted to be like them, right? We just loved them so much. We didn't know how we'll be, but we wanted to be like them. Same thing. First, I have to understand Father Brahma, who he is, what qualities he has, what task he does. Then I develop that love. And when I develop that love, then I think, yes, I want to be like that also. It has to be very natural, not because somebody has told me. Love is always natural. So, then he says, become like an angel. In Bharat, we don't talk about angels so much. There is a word called Farishta, but it's not exactly a Hindi word, right? Farishta. So, I don't think we have seen angels flying around much in Bharat. Deities, yes. So Baba is saying, this one, let your future form also be visible. First this form, then that form. Both. So he is trying to say that we can't directly become the future form, the deities. Not directly. So let's look at a few things today. One is angel, one is deity. Why can't we become directly deity? Why are we doing all this angel and all this? Anything? We can have virtues. We can become good, perfect human being. But Baba says angel in between. Why do we have to become angel? Did you ever think about that? Or we just have to become? Baba said, so I have to become. Kya hai? I was just thinking about it today. I have not also thought until now. So, in between, we cannot make that high jump.
Like from minus to plus, you have to go through zero.
Minus to plus. So, Farishta is zero. So, it means I have to completely give up this body consciousness, Dehbhan. Then the next step is, okay, what virtues I am going to put in myself. But I am having body consciousness and I am putting this virtue, that virtue. It's temporary. So Baba is using this word angel. He has created this word. Farishta, I think. Baba. Though it's not there in Bharata, I think. So, first is, how much do I think I am a body? And how much do I think I am different? Like a soul. When I think that, like I'm a soul, I'm already thinking in that angelic way. Right? Because there is no human being who's doing things or who has all those other qualities. We're not thinking about all that. We're not thinking about deity form. So, very important to understand, what is angel? Okay, now I understand. I have to be angel. One thing, done. Second step. What is angel? What are the qualities of an angel?
Remain light.
Today Baba says, angelic form of light. So angel has two things. He's light. Light that is in body. Light. And also his form is like light. Yes? So when you say the form is of light, what does it mean? What is the form of light? Science students. Form of light. It's visible. Makes things visible. Light makes things visible. So if there is light, we can see things clearly, understand things clearly. So let's see first step. Good. So angel has a body of light. It means when I become an angel, others will just see me and they will understand things. They will recognize without being told. Like Baba says at the end, you will not speak much. So my form will be such, like a mirror, the light, that everybody will be able to see themselves very clearly. Now, other definition of light?
Energy.
So my energy is much higher. It's not just physical energy. There are many energies in the world. But my energy is not the basic gross energy. I am of a different energy. I work in a different way. And also, light and sound. Which is faster? Which is faster? Light. Yeah? So, even in science, we know that. That means when we speak, even before we speak, what is coming? Light. Means my energy is already out. You know, we say when somebody is speaking, I already know how he's feeling before he speaks. You know, his way of his face, his body gesture, whatever. This light, I think it's the same thing. It travels faster. So, angel means it doesn't even have to say anything. It's just it's expressed already what I want to say in the light form. And of course, light travels faster. So an angel can go anywhere it wants. We know that angels don't stop in one place. Right? Baba also says, don't stay too long in one place. Means don't keep your intellect involved in something. Do the task, finish, go next. go next to another task, move on. And that's why people like angels, because they don't really get stuck anywhere. They don't stay in one place. They do their job and they're gone. But everyone likes angels, especially in the Western countries. Everything angels, small angels. They don't make big angels, maybe small maybe, no? Initially, yeah. Why people like angels? Angels give pure vibrations. They're always full of love. They're always smiling. They have this very contented. It's a little different from the deities. Deities, maybe you might feel very mature, maybe a little serious, but angels are something who are so cheerful, and they're always there around you to help you. In English, there's a word called guardian angel. Have you heard that? So this angel is always there to help me. Whenever I need, it comes. So this is a very beautiful quality of this angel. It means I become like that, that wherever I'm needed, whoever needs me, I'm there. And just by being there, I can help. And then I do not get attracted or attached to that task or to that person. I just move on. It's such a nice feeling, isn't it? It's so good, right? Because I feel satisfied, I've done what I'm supposed to do, and then I go on to the next. So angels are always shown flying around. I don't think I've seen angels much sitting somewhere much. I don't know if you can tell me if I'm wrong, but they're usually flying. So Baba says flying stage. So he says, become an angel, same as the Father. Now, Brahma Baba, was he flying? Where was Brahma Baba? Especially at the end, where was he? He was here, but also there. It's not that he wasn't here. He knew what was going on. He would do his duties. So angel doesn't mean I'm always floating and I'm just flying above and I don't know what's going on. Sometimes we can think like that. But that's why it is even more challenging, because I am in the body and I am doing all the things I'm supposed to do, but I do them in a different way. First of all, I do not become heavy about anything. Secondly, I am so loveful that everything seems easy. And thirdly, I do not think so much about this world, but I think of a very higher task that I have to do. I think of the whole world. Brahma Baba says that he became avyakt so that he could serve the whole world in the subtle way. And look how many have come after he became avyakt. All of us have come after that. If he was here, maybe not so many. It's limited. So angel means beyond limit, beyond this earthly limit, beyond this earthly reasonings also. There's no reasoning. Angel doesn't reason. Angel just feels and does it. Doesn't use logic, reasoning. Yeah? So there are so many qualities about angel. If I develop those qualities, automatically I will be not just light, but I will be light. My form will be also light. Today's Murli, Baba Sakar Murli, Baba has said a few things which are very useful to use for quality of an angel. Baba said, let your eyes be very cool. Have you seen angels' eyes? Yes? Have you ever seen angels' pictures? Now that Baba is talking about angel today, please go out and look at some angel pictures. I'm sure we have some, which the double foreigners have also made. Or you can check anywhere. Just see how their eyes are. Who has seen angels? How their eyes are? Have you noticed? Or you've only seen the wings? Angel is wings. Angel means wings. Fly. And Baba says, two wings we have. Two wings? What wings we are using to fly? Yoga and Gyan is good. But a little easier one. Easier one. zeal and enthusiasm. Though pankhon se, Baba says always, zeal and enthusiasm, right? Cannot become angel without zeal and enthusiasm, no matter how many qualities we have. No enthusiasm. Angel is shown very happy, very easy happy, not showing happy, because he is very enthusiastic what he is doing. So today Baba said, let your eyes be very cool. What is cool? Not that cool, like we use in schools nowadays, be cool. But eyes are cool. What does that mean? Contented. I'm not looking at something that I want. In Hindi say, aankh nahi jaye. Means I'm not, my eyes are not attracted because I need something from there or I want something from there. Another meaning of cool, eyes are cool. Pardon? Haan, koi ka, koi ichha nahi hai. I have no desire. I am fully satisfied, content. But cool is also, pardon? Internal beauty, yes. And cool. How you feel when everything is cool? The water is cool, moon is cool. But how is the feeling we are giving others when our eyes are cool? More peaceful, and everyone feels very secure, I think. When they just look at the eyes, we feel, ah, so nice. Apnapan, belonging feeling. See, just with the eyes, already contented, belonging, no desire, make people, others feel secure. When I look at them, can I give them that feeling? So today Baba said, let your eyes be cool. Baba uses this, of course, for lust. But today, if you look at the angel, why the eyes are cool? Then, does an angel live in a time zone? No. So today's Murli is very good point Baba said in Sakar Murli. He said that do not remember the past and don't have any expectations of the future. What is angel doing? Is angel thinking about past? Thinking about future? Oh, I have to do. No, nothing. So, this is a very good quality, I thought. If I carry anything in my past, can I be angelic? No. Whatever it is, the heaviness or whatever you can say, memory is there. So, Baba said today, do not remember the past and do not have any expectations of the future. If I have any expectations from you, or from myself, and it doesn't happen, how I'll feel? Can I fly? No, angel, crash, down. So, these two things are very important today, Baba said. And then he also said, always remain cheerful. Cheerful and happy is different, yeah? Difference is there? What is difference? Cheerful and happy. Harshit and khush, sukhi, kya farak, difference is there? It's an expression of happiness. You don't have to show it much. You don't have to talk about it. You're always in that contented mode. And you're very happy about all the things that are happening in the world or with you. But it's not, it's a very light kind of happiness. That's why angels are light. So this word light that Baba has used today, let your angelic form of light be visible. This is not just this other light that we talked about, but also the qualities of lightness. So today's Murli, these points are very good from there. And then also, more points Baba said, humility and love. Angel has humility? Angel thinks, oh, I did this, I'm going to do this. He talks about it to everybody, to the other angels. Do you think so? No. So humility is there automatically. Love is there, but humility is also there. So I think today's Murli, all the points Baba has already given us about how to have this angelic form of light. And then he says, renounce this one and adopt that one. Renounce which one? This one. How can we renounce? We have to live, no, in this body. Can renounce? Can renounce? How to renounce? From intellect. Enough to do from intellect? Remembrance? I think the practice, going in, going out, in the body, out the body, in the body, out the body. Yeah, I don't think we are allowed to do meditation commentaries, but I would have loved to do a commentary with you, because just to visualize and say, okay, I'm in the body now, so I'm leaving the body now, and I'm flying, and I have this angelic form. This many times in a day, I think we need to do. Then, so this first visualization, like we did, what an angel is, who is, all the details I must know. You know, my aim, I should know what is qualification, right? And then, how to renounce this? Just thought, cannot renounce actually. So just a thought. So this practice of going, being in the body, out of the body, in the body, out of the body, many times a day, I think would help quite a lot. And it's like changing costume. So I will say, okay, now I'm wearing this angelic costume, I'm wearing this light costume. I have to tell myself these things and also visualize it. Visualization is important. So, and I can say, I've come down to do my task, now I'm going to go all around the world, I'm going to do this, talking to myself, and practically visualizing myself doing all this. Then I think that will really help us to feel that more, that like I'm an angel. One thing is talking, one thing is like we have got all these points, but one thing is doing it. How much we do it, we do go to Shanti Dham, we go to Sukh Dham, but where is my angelic dham? You know, going all around the world, looking at all the different souls and just giving whatever I have. This is angelic. It's beautiful, I think. It's very nice. I think it's even more enjoyable than being a deity, right? Do you agree? More enjoyable, no? Deity will be just there, okay, sit there and do whatever. But like now, I can meet so many souls, I can do so many things. Like Brahma Baba is doing, he must be very enjoying himself, right, in avyakt world, subtle region. He says he likes it so much. So then when we do that, then Baba says, when you have such an experience, right now we are not having that experience. Yeah, we are thinking about it, we are talking about it. But when he says you have an experience, then you understand you are close to perfection. So this karmatita and all, if we can't understand, it's a very big word. This is very simple. When I feel myself like this, when I experience myself like this automatically, then I know I'm close to perfection. So, very good, right? Don't have to make very big efforts. Simple effort. So, in angel, one big quality is that he has a lot of love for God. They always show angels' heart sign also. Love for God. And yesterday Baba talked about again that love for God. So, let me see, do I love God and why do I love God? Yesterday Baba said, no ulterior motive for loving God. We had did that a lot in bhakti. Oh, I get this, I will become this. Oh, maybe I'm remembering Shri Baba because I want to be a deity. That's a not good, right? Should think like that? No. I love God because I love God. I like who He is and I'm connected to Him, a relationship with Him. Whether I become a deity or not doesn't matter. Doesn't matter? Does it matter? Or not right now, what is more important? Feeling the love for God is more important, or I have to become deity is more important? Which one is important? Both. No, you can't have feet in both. Both, you cannot have feet. One right now. In one moment, only one thing you can do. You cannot do two things. This is also science also says that. So, if I'm thinking deity, deity, I will become deity, then the love for God becomes little bit less. Become less. So, become an angel. Just be like an angel. Love for God, automatically deity I will become. Baba said, so adopt. Easy to adopt then. From angel I go fly and become deity. It's so easy then, right? But unless I have practiced this angelic form a lot, I don't think we can go into the deity body also. It'll be a little difficult. So, pardon? It's a transit stage, but it's a very, I don't know how long it is, because this conference age is all that transit stage, isn't it? So depends on how much the transit time is. When you fly in a plane, they tell you 3 hours, 4 hours. Here, Baba hasn't told us how much is your transit time. So might as well enjoy your transit time. You know, when you are at an airport and you have a time, 5-6 hours, we can complain, it's too long, I have not reached my destination. Or I can say, let me enjoy and see what is in the airport and what I can do here. So same way, don't know when I'm going to go to my final destination, might as well enjoy here as an angel and see all the things that I can do as an angel. That's good, right? You forgot to ring the bell, I think. But anyway, it's okay. So all these few things that I had just picked up from Baba's Murli, you know, I thought that I could just share with you. And I... That's okay. Anybody wants to add anything about angels? Yes? Yeah, I think the deity would think more about, the kingdom, what I need to do, take care of all the people who are living there, and maybe more different virtues. Baba says when you are in a kingdom, you have to have those virtues of being a king, right? But angel is not thinking that. Angel is only thinking there's so much love for God, he only wants to go everywhere and help people and remove their sorrow. Well, good or bad, better or not, I can't say better or not, but right now I think it's better than being a deity, because right now that's what we need, I think. Yeah, deities would have more responsibility. We will not feel the responsibility, but we'll have more responsibility in a way. And I think we'll have to be more mature kind of thing. Angel is always shown not very mature. It's like, fun, a little bit fun. You can connect easily to an angel. Deity you go, you have to be like this, right? But angel is okay. You can come and sit next to the angel, tell the angel, and you go sit next to the angel. All these things are there, right? Probably in the other countries also. So I think it's a very good, easy stage, yeah. But never, angel doesn't think really what he has to do his task. It's just very automatic for him. So this is the difference, I think. Right now we think too much of our task, but just be an angel, you know. And that's why Brahma Baba is always saying so much these things. So we, from the beginning, we have taught a lot, spoken a lot about what's love and why do I have love for Father Brahma, why do I want to become like him, all these things, the homework also, maybe you have to make a list also. So that's what we have talked about today, and that's fine, I think. Okay. Om Shanti.